This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding.
And in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup in the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned 2 state championships in 5 years, right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. And Aiden Chappie had 3 hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the 6th. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good late afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. It's high school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a huge confrontation here at Fort Loramie between the Redskins and Raiders. Fort Loramie and Rushi tied atop the Shelby County Athletic League. Neither team has lost. This game also, Bryant, may have some tournament seeding implications. Who knows? If Fort Loramie wins, that's a loss for Rushi, second on the year. They would drop to second place in the SCAL. If Rushi is victorious, Fort Loramie drops to the number 2 spot in the league. And, of course, each team's got other ball games yet before the seeding Sunday, the first weekend of May. Fort Loramie's got a tough encounter with St. Henry on Saturday. But there's a chance the winner today is the number 1 seed at the draw in the boys' D4 sectional baseball tournament.
I think it's a very good chance that they're going to be the number 1 seed. Looking at the schedules these two teams have played, the great teams they've already beaten in non-conference play, yep, and given the fact that these two will not meet again until after the tournament draw, this is probably for the number 1 seed. Like you mentioned, though, before we went on the air today, Jack, don't know how much difference it would make because they both stand to face off in a regional semifinal this year if both would advance. So it's not like you can carve a path to meet in a regional final like they have been able to do for the last 2 years. But should be interesting, and it's always interesting once it gets close to tournament time. But great contest here today between these two squads. Great pitching this year from both teams, Jack.
Yeah, Maverick Grudich, a junior right-hander, starts for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Braylon Cordonier, a sophomore right-hander, starts for the Rushi Raiders. The two pitchers' ERAs, about 1.5 to 1.6 on the year. Cordonier, 16 strikeouts per one walk. Grudich, 6 strikeouts per walk. Heading into the past weekend, Grudich had allowed 10 hits on the year. Cordonier, 10 hits on the year. Amazing stats for these two underclassmen hurlers for these two clubs. Fort Loramie Redskins, red hot, having won 10 straight. Last 6 wins over Graham and Versailles in the weekend Zach Richard Classic back on April 15th at Versailles. And then Fort Loramie beat Anna 11-3, won twice this past weekend here at the Fort Loramie Invitational over Indian Lake 3-2 and Minster 4-0. Redskins' second win over Minster this year. And then last night, Fort Loramie for the second time this season downed Bodkins. Final score 12-2. Rushi 13-1 on the year compared to Fort Loramie's 12-2. Raiders suffered their first loss back on April 14th to Coldwater, 3-1 at Rushi. Since then, 4 straight triumphs over Bodkins and Jackson Center, each a shutout. 10-9 against Salina over the weekend, and last night Rushi topped Fairlawn by a score of 11-1. Bryant, latest AP state rankings, Rushi number 1, Fort Loramie, what, 13?
Correct, yes. State Coaches Association, who handles that for baseball. But yes, 2 state-ranked teams, and a lot of other teams in the area are state-ranked, including St. Henry and Minster. And then if you want to expand it out, looking at potential Western Ohio teams that Loramie or Rushi could face later on down the road if they get to Akron, I almost said Columbus, if they get to Akron this year, Lincoln View, ranked number 5 right now. And we saw the Lancers last year in that state final game. It was a nice win that Rushi had in that one. So West Central Ohio continues to be a real hot spot in Division IV high school baseball.
It is football-like weather here at the Fort Loramie High School Baseball Complex today. And speaking of football, we'll return in just a couple of minutes with a short conversation with Spencer Wells, head football coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins. When we come back, I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. First pitch here between Fort Loramie and Rushi, about 20 minutes away. Should be quite a game. Redskins and Raiders. Fort Loramie's won 14 of the last 22, although in tournament play between the two clubs. Rushi's had the edge in the last several big tourney battles. In the last 6 regular season contests between the two teams, only 30 runs scored. So, best guess today, a low-scoring tilt, 4-3, 3-2, something like that. Spencer Wells is next. Back in a few minutes, Rushi Fort Loramie Baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're We're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. First pitch between Fort Loramie and Rushi, about 15 minutes away. It is a blustery Tuesday afternoon. Wind out of the north blowing in. Cloudy skies overhead. Very slight chance of rain. It's well off to the north. I think we will be okay. This is a makeup game of the originally scheduled contest last Monday. We had hoped to do that game on that night, but it was washed out. And here we are this evening. Redskins and Raiders It's always a great contest on the diamond, and it's a great sports contest, no matter what field, what court. Two clubs that have a very healthy, highly competitive rivalry. I'm joined by Spencer Wells, sixth-year head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins football program. Spencer, glad you're aboard. The weather is suited for you to be here.
God, it feels like it, doesn't it? I know. We got a little breeze going on. No, this definitely feels like football weather, but no, it's going to be a great game tonight. Can't wait to watch.
Your independent league, I should say league in quotation marks, your independent schedule in football the next year is a good one. In fact, it is coming up this August. Starts, wow, the earliest ever for an OHSAA football season beginning three games before Labor Day. How about that? At Minster, home for Sales, home Covington.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to be ready to go from the get-go. To your point, I mean, those are three really good teams, programs with a lot of tradition that we start off with. So, we got a lot of work to do, and we start up a little bit earlier this year. The OHSAA gave us three more days, so we're going to use 3 days in June, which we've never done, and kind of do a little bit of a mini camp. But, yeah, we got to be ready to rock right away.
It's almost like an independent league because these teams have been repetitive on the schedule for a few seasons. Columbus Academy on the road week 4, Dayton Meadowdale at home week 5, Oxford Talawanda, a new opponent, week 6 at home, then Norwalk St. Paul week 7 at home, also new, Van Buren on the road, at Lucas, at LCC to close. So in your last 6, you've got 3 at home, 3 straight away. Will you return to the classroom during those road games?
I know, right? Yeah, no, it's a great schedule, and Mitch Westerheide does a great job putting that together.
Yep.
It's a great mix this year. We got 5 home, 5 away, which is tough. Anytime you're doing an independent schedule, you kind of got to take what you get. So
yes.
I know a few years ago, I think we had 7 or 8 away and only 2 or 3 home. So to get 5 home is huge for our seniors in our community. So we're excited about that. And just having those, like you said, Columbus Academy's great program. We get to play them again. The first two, Minster and Versailles, great programs. We get to play them again. Lucas and LCC, what they bring at the end of the schedule. So it's a lot of the same teams that we have been playing, to your point.
And an early August scrimmage with Marion Local?
Yes,
yeah.
And St. Mary's, yes.
Wow.
Yep,
That's
a three-way, yep.
That's good preparation for the season.
Yeah, that's one you find out real quick how physical your team is. So going against Marion and St. Mary's, that's definitely a banger that you got to be ready to go for. So that's our second scrimmage. Our first one is with Kenton again.
Spencer Wells, sixth-year head football coach, Fort Loramie. One last comment. You and the coaching staff, major challenge year in, year out. You've got to adjust your style of play, your system, based on the talent that you create, and that is modified from one season to the next, and that could be the case this fall.
Yeah, I think that's one of the more enjoyable things about coaching is just seeing the guys that develop in the off season in
right.
the weight room.
Yep.
And you know, yeah, this time of year you can start to see it already. You can start to see where the pieces are starting to fall together. Who's going to compete at certain spots, what guys are going to be ready to go at the varsity level. And we certainly got a lot to figure out. But, yeah, defensively, it's going to be different this year, looking to run a 4-3 compared to a 3-4.
Okay.
Offensively, probably going to be running the football more than we have.
Okay.
It's exciting, and we get ready to go with that in June, like I said.
I know you've got a commitment with the family. In fact, there's a third young one in the family on the way.
Yes, that's right.
Due date, once again, about LCC weekend in late October, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something the same week? Hopefully we get there this time. Beckett came a little bit early. But, we're really excited about that and blessed with that. And, can't wait.
Congrats to you, your wife, and the kiddos in the family. Thanks for coming by.
Yep, thanks, Jack. Good seeing you guys.
Spencer Wells, head football coach at Fort Loramie. We've got baseball just around the corner. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Fort Loramie Redskins and Raiders. First pitch and starting lineups coming up in just a few minutes. Like to let you know that we're on the air thanks to a brand new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's J&J Brodigham. It is the specialist in underground plumbing located in Sydney. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brodigham. Thanks as well to these Fort Loramie sponsors. These three are with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Thanks as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and M&A Muffler and Tires, located in Fort Loramie. In Rushi, we say hello to Francis Manufacturing, a new sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main, also on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups are next when we come back here from Fort Loramie. High school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. The sun is shining. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Bryant, we better take a picture of it with our phone real quickly. It just might go away that fast. Well, both teams have had infield practice, and 9-year head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi, 6-year head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie, meeting with the plate and base umpire at home plate right now. Last year, these two teams split in the regular season. Rushi won at home 5-2. Fort Loramie won here 4-1. Rushi took the regional championship game 7-1 en route to a state title one season ago. As the Raiders last year flipped the script, so to speak, on Fort Loramie, which had beaten Rushi 7-1 the year before in the regional championship. In 2021, Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice by scores of 3-1, 4-0. One of the two games back in 18-19 was 2-0. Sets up, Bryant, I would think, for a fairly low-scoring game here today. Wind blowing in as well.
Yes, and when you talked earlier about the ERAs that these two pitchers had, I think it's a very good indication that we could be in for another low-scoring game. Two great pitching staffs here today, and Cordonier and Grudich both have had tremendous seasons so far.
Yep, sure have. Here are your starting lineups for the visiting Rushi Raiders. It is Xavier Flippo at shortstop, a senior. He hits in the number one leadoff position. Batting second, Zane Chappie, center fielder, a senior. Third, the pitcher, Braylon Cordonier, a sophomore. Batting fourth is junior third baseman Hayden Quinter. Fifth, second baseman and junior Braden Monin. Batting sixth for Rushi, right fielder, junior Felix Francis. Seventh, the catcher, freshman Cooper Unverfirth. Batting eighth, the left fielder, senior Ross Fissinger. And batting ninth is the junior first baseman, Jade Counts. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, leading off is the second baseman and senior, Colin Lessing. Batting second is senior shortstop, Dylan Sanders. Batting third, Maverick Grudich, the pitcher, a junior. Batting fourth, DH Levi Gebhardt. He is a junior. He's batting for catcher Will Hoing. Batting fifth, left fielder, senior Max Kottner. Batting sixth is the right fielder, senior Darren Eilerman. Batting seventh is the center fielder and senior Logan Eilerman. Hitting in the eighth spot is third baseman Roger Hoing, a junior. And batting ninth is first baseman Calvin Hoing, a senior. Roger and Calvin, by the way, are brothers. Bryant, let's take a quick 1 or 2 minute break before our first pitch. It's just around the corner, Redskins and Raiders, as they play for the lead in the Shelby County Athletic League here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
For true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. yourself. For several years, Brodingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodingham. Yes, Brodingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodingham.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing from Fort Loramie High School. We've had the playing of the national anthem, the introduction of our starting lineups, and we're set to go. Maverick Rudich on the bump. He is the starting pitcher today for the Redskins, as we noted previously. So many thanks to Spencer Wells, sixth year head football coach at Fort Loramie, our pregame guest. Well, I love that independent gridiron sked for his Redskins this year, Bryant.
Yeah, there was some concern when they lost league affiliation a couple years ago after the cross-county conference split into two,
yep,
about what they'd be able to do as far as making a schedule, but they've done a great job, and it's a competitive schedule. Has been the last couple of years since the breakup of the CCC, and looks to be again this year.
And no more, seven games on the road like a couple years ago.
Right.
An even split, five home, five away. And it's the earliest start, I think, for OHSAA football here in the Buckeye State. Three games before Labor Day at Fort Loramie, opening up at Minster on the third Friday of August.
That is going to be very weird, having three games in before Labor Day, as you noted when you interviewed Coach Wells.
First pitch of the game, a Maverick Rudich for Fort Loramie is low. And the second pitch is a strike at the knees on the outside corner, a ball and a strike on Xavier Flippo, the senior shortstop for the Rushi Raiders, who's batting about 360 on the season. And he looks at strike two at the thighs on the outside half of the plate. Rudich out in front, a ball and two strikes. He had a 16-strikeout performance at the start of the year against the Anna Rockets, did Rudich, who swings into action. There's a high curveball lined to short off the glove of Sanders. He recovers late and then throws to first and nips Flippo by a step. Good awareness by the shortstop, Sanders of Fort Loramie. Ball didn't get away from him very far, Bryant, and that enabled him to make the play. It was a liner hit sharply. Had DeFlippo been hitting from the left side of the plate, he probably would have beaten that one out.
Yeah, that was a real photo finish.
Second batter for the Rushi Raiders is Zane Shappy. He steps in, batting nearly 400 on the year. He, too, like Flippo, swings from the right side. Here's a ground ball to short. Sanders comes in. One, two, three steps. Bobbles, throws to first. Scoop attempt. It is lost at first base. Safe is Shappy. That was going to be a bang-bang play, I think, because the throw short hop the first baseman. Shappy was going to beat it. It's got to be scored as an error.
And that is how they scored it, Fort Loramie on Game Changer.
So Shappy aboard at first with one down for the Rushi Raiders here in the top of the first inning. Infield is at double play depth. Third baseman for the Redskins, even with the bag. Hoing is coming in a step or two as Grudich fires to Braylon Cordonier, and it's a strike through the heart of the plate, nothing and one on Cordonier. Shappy at first, safe on the error. But Sanders at short for Fort Loramie. First base runner of this game, one out. Top of the first, a strike on Cordonier. Tall, rangy left-hand batter, 6'3", sophomore, with 24 on his back. Looks at strike two. Good pitch by Grudich. Rushi Raiders in that unmistakable bright blue jersey, gold lettering, white pants. Grudich into the stretch. Chappy with a short lead at first. Long hold by Grudich. Cordonier looks at a pitch. It is just outside for a ball. A little low, maybe. A ball and two strikes. Or did the plate umpire signal no pitch because of time? I heard him say something. Scoreboard has not registered that pitch is a ball yet, Bryant. So we'll go with 0-2 still. Nothing and two on Cordonier. Feet spread at the plate. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Cordonier out on strikes. Cordonier was hitting at a blistering 500 on the year before that K. And here is Hayden Quinter, junior third baseman. Redskins defensively. Roger Hoying at third. Dylan Sanders at short. Colin Lessing at second. Calvin Hoying at first. Throw to first by Grudich. And Zane Chappie steps back. Max Kottner in left. Logan Eilerman in center. Darren Eilerman in right. The battery, Grudich on the mound. Will Hoying behind the plate. Two out, one on, no score, top of the first. There goes Chappie. It's a pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed. A steal of second base by Chappie. Scoreboard registering a ball on that first pitch to Quinter as it hit just behind the plate, and Quinter did break his wrist on the swing. The bat covered the plate, so it was ruled a strike. Nothing and one on Quinter. Quinter looks at strike two. It's a good fastball on the outside corner. Nothing and two on Quinter as the pitcher Grudich for Fort Loramie is pitching ahead here in the first. Two out, runner at second for the Raiders. No score. Grudich stretching. Throwing to the plate, curveball, swung on and missed. Quinter went chasing the outside bender. Boy, that was a good hook to finish the top of the first. Rushi gets a runner, no hits in the inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Oh, was Maverick Grudich ever sharp in the top of the first inning on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Bryant, I bet you liked what you saw.
Oh, absolutely. He was bringing the heat for sure, Jack.
He got out in front of the hitters. Chappie was safe on an error for Rushi, but he was left stranded at second after a steal of second base. And the Fort Loramie Redskins start the bottom of the first inning with Colin Lessing, Dylan Sanders, and Maverick Grudich to open against Braylon Cordonier, the 6'3" sophomore right-hander. He, like Grudich, a 3 or 4 pitch pitcher. Braylon may throw three more miles per hour faster than Grudich, each with a good breaking ball. Both throw the two-seamer and the three-seam fastball as the count is 0-2 on the leadoff hitter for Fort Loramie, who goes down on strikes. Lessing was batting well over 400, and he K's against Cordonier on three pitches to open up the bottom of the first frame. Rushi Raiders defensively, Hayden Quinter at third, Xavier Flippo at short, Braden Monin at second, and Jade Counts at first. Another swing and a miss by Dylan Sanders. Second hitter in the order for Fort Loramie, batting right around 400 on the year. Cordonier's breaking pitch, short hops his catcher. Cooper Unverfirth, the ball and a strike, 1-1. One out, bottom of the first, no score. Braylon Cordonier swings into action. Fastball downstairs, missed below the knees, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, 2-1 on Sanders. Infield at third, Quinter playing up. There's a ball hit to Quinter on two hops. He strides to his left, gloves it. Wide throw at first, counts with a swipe tag in his glove and out. And the runner Sanders safe at first base. Throwing error on Quinter. So Sanders aboard. And each team makes an error in the first inning. And here's Maverick Grudich, the junior pitcher for Fort Loramie, in the box with Sanders at first. One down, bottom of the first, no score. Let's see if something's on here. Grudich with a good secondary lead. And the pitch is a wild one. Oh, it hits the batter. It struck Grudich, went to the backstop. Cordonier was up and in. And the Fort Loramie Redskins, following the hit by pitch, have runners at first and second with one down in the bottom of the first inning. And junior DH Levi Gebhardt steps in. Cordonier looks back at second. Throws to Gebhardt. Just missed low. A ball and no strikes. Gebhardt stands even with the plate. Right-hand batter. Here at Fort Loramie, it's 370 to straightaway center. 320 down the left field line. 305 to right. 350 to left center. 345 to right center. Cordonier throws a high, hard one, and Gebhardt swings through it. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Gebhardt. Fort Loramie threatening here in the bottom of the first. Each team getting a runner to second base in the opening inning. Two on for the Redskins, one out. 1-1 pitch. Oh, a big curve ball by Cordonier, and it froze Gebhardt, who looked at it for strike two. 1-2 on Gebhardt. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Quinter in front of the bag at third. Middle infield crowding the second base bag. There's a two-seam fastball missing the outside corner. It goes to 2-2. 2-2 on Gebhardt. These two teams tied atop the Shelby County Athletic League standings, each undefeated in league play. Outfield shading, Gebhardt a little to the right. Here's a throwback to second, and safe sliding in under the tag for the Redskins is Dylan Sanders. Outfield not playing Gebhardt deeply. Again, middle infielders crowding the second base bag. Here's the pitch to the plate, foul to the screen. Still 2-2 on the hitter Gebhardt. One out, bottom of the first for Fort Loramie, no score. Two on for the Redskins. Cordonier peers in to his freshman catcher, Unverfirth. Gets the call, throws a curve, and it's pulled foul outside of third to the Rushi bullpen along the left field line. Runners hustle back to their respective bags. Count remains 2-2. Wind blowing in from center, right center field here at Fort Loramie. Skies generally cloudy. There's a high fastball swung on and ripped foul to left, out of play. Still 2-2 on Gebhardt, who has spoiled the last two pitches from Cordonier. So many thanks to Osgood Bank, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. Everyday banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. And Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. As the hitter for Fort Loramie strikes out, Gebhardt goes down cutting. Two out for Fort Loramie. Here's Max Kuttner to the plate. Still two runners aboard as Cordonier tries to pitch out of a jam in the bottom of the first. Kuttner hits from the right side. Takes a fastball a little up and outside, 1-0. So make Osgood Bank your partner through it all as you turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Fouled away by Kuttner to the right over the Fort Loramie dugout. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Kuttner. Two on, two out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the first. Here's a curveball, pasted hard to left, right in his tracks is the left fielder Ross Fissinger for Rushi, and he snags it for the out. The ball was tagged, but Fissinger had Kuttner play just right. After one full inning, Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie nothing. We go to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. No score after one. We go to the top of the second. Maverick Rudich winds into action and throws a high fastball. Braden Monin whiffs. No balls and a strike on Monin, the second baseman for the Raiders, a junior. Rudich, a fast worker. Curveball bounces home. A ball and a strike on Monin. Monin hitting just under 400 heading into play this past weekend for the hot batting Raiders. Grudich fires the 1-1 pitch, and it's smoked to left center field. On his horse is Logan Eilerman. He spears it on the run in deep left center. Well done by Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Logan hopped on his horse and galloped and pulled it down, robbing the hitter for Rushi. Braden Monin of extra bases. If that gets by, it goes for probably two, maybe three.
Now, we've seen his moves on the football field a lot over the last 4 years, and he showed his quickness on that play.
That ball was drilled off the bat of Monin. Fine defensive play in deep left center by Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. It's a ball and a strike on Felix Francis, junior right fielder for the Raiders, who hits in the sixth spot. One out, nobody on for Rushi, top of inning number two. The 1-1 pitch by Grudich, a little low and in, and it's 2-1. Kuttner a little behind the bag at third. Outfield pretty much straight away for Francis, perhaps shading him a little right. The right-hand batter hits one that way to right field, and the right fielder Darren Eilerman coasts toward the line and gloves it for the out. Two away for the Raiders here in the top of the second inning. O'Brien, as we talked about in the pregame, 30 runs between these two clubs in the last six regular season meetings. And that led us to believe probably a low-scoring tilt here today. So far, good pitching is dominating.
Yeah, we've yet to see a hit, and there's four total strikeouts already, and we're just in the top of the second.
One strike on Cooper Unverfirth, freshman catcher for the Raiders. Grudich whips the next pitch in. Oh, it's a curveball around the plate, off the inside corner. Oh, it was close. A ball and a strike on Unverfirth. Feet spread apart at the plate. Foul to the screen. One and two. One ball, two strikes. No score. Top of the second. Rushi batting. None out. Two on. The freshman catcher, Unverfirth, hitting over 300 on the year. Here is Grudich's 1-2 pitch. Just missed the outside corner. It was certainly above the knees, a little off the plate, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Unverfirth. Grudich has got a sign from his catcher Hoing. Breaking pitch, hit up the middle to Sanders, who roams toward the second base bag. Fields fires a strike to his first baseman. It's caught over there by Calvin Hoing for the out. Three up, three down for Rushi in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Rushi nothing, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Bottom of inning number two here at Fort Loramie. No score in this game. Raiders and Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to a new sponsor, Francis Manufacturing, East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. First batter for the Redskins is Darren Eilerman, who swings and fouls to the screen. We have not had a base hit yet in this game. Bottom of inning number two, and Braylon Credonier throws a nice curveball, thigh high, outside part of the plate, and it's looked at for strike two. Nothing in two, and Eilerman, feet close together, right-hand box, just off the plate outside. A ball and two strikes on him. Eilerman just over 300 in terms of batting average on the year. Credonier whips a pitch on the outside corner just below the belt. It's called strike three. Very good pitch by Credonier. He spotted that with super location. And Eilerman was caught looking. Here's Logan Eilerman, the center fielder for the Redskins, who made a fine running catch to rob Rushi's Monin of extra bases in the top of this inning. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Logan. Credonier winding, firing, curveball at the letter, strike two. Nothing in two on Logan Eilerman for Fort Loramie. No score, bottom of the second. Outfield pretty deep for Logan, shading him to the left side of the outfield. Swing and a miss on a low outside curveball as Eilerman went fishing for it. He's out on strikes. It is a pitching-dominated game so far. Two strikeouts for Grudich for Fort Loramie. And that's Braylon Cordonnier's fourth K of this game so far. Bottom of the second, two out for the Redskins. And here's Roger Hoying. He and Calvin Hoying, who's on deck, are brothers. First pitch, a called strike. Both hurlers getting ahead in the count. 0-1 pitch, wide. A ball and a strike on Roger Hoying of Fort Loramie. Peering in to his catcher, Unverfirth, is Braylon Cordonnier. He's got the sign. It's a curveball. Swung on and foul, tipped into the mitt. Strike two.
Now, both are doing very well on their pitch count so far, Jack. Cordonnier's just at 27 right now.
Fastball just off the outside corner. A couple of Raiders on the left side of the diamond took a step or two toward the dugout. Pitch called a ball. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 and Roger Hoying. Two out for Fort Loramie. Here's a curveball. Got away from Cordonnier. And it hit the hitter, Roger Hoying, on the backside. And that is the second time here in this game in less than two innings that a Fort Loramie hitter has been struck by a pitch thrown by Cordonnier. Maverick Grudich was hit by a pitch in the bottom of the first inning. So Roger Hoying is down at first for Fort Loramie with two out. And the initial pitch to Calvin Hoying is a ball. First baseman Calvin, a senior. He's at the plate. Junior Roger Hoying, the third baseman. Calvin's brother is on at first. Fastball missed off the plate outside. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Calvin. Bottom of the second, no score. We have not had a base hit yet in this game. Cordonnier stretching. Fastball, yep, right down the pike. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Calvin Hoying, who appeared to be looking all the way on that pitch. Throw to first, and Roger Hoying slides back in, head first, safely. Outfield fairly deep, especially in left and center. There's a ball line foul just past us.
Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Oh, yeah. It got your beard whiskers, Brian. It shaved you. Close call. Just missed the press box here above the Fort Loramie dugout. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Calvin Hoying. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the second. Outside. Close. 3-2. Good eye from Calvin Hoying. It's full. And Roger Hoying on at first for the Redskins will be running on this pitch. There he goes. Ball lined to the right side and through between the first and second baseman. The right fielder Francis fumbles momentarily, and Roger Hoying scoots around to third. I think because he was running on the pitch, Bryant, Roger Hoying probably would have gotten to third safely even without the bobble and right, but Francis,
right.
I don't think I would score an error. We have runners at first and third for Fort Loramie. First hit of the game, it was spanked between Rushi's first and second baseman by Calvin Hoying, or at the top of the order. Here is the Redskins' leading hitter on the year, Colin Lessing. Swing and a miss for strike one. Runners on the corners for the Redskins, who threaten in the bottom of the second inning, two out. Curveball outside, and it's 1-1 on Lessing, who struck out to start the game for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the first inning. Fissinger deep and left for the Raiders. Throw to first, rolls away. He gets away from counts. He goes into foul ground to retrieve it. Runner on third scores. Here's the throw down to second, and it goes into left center field, sliding in safely. is Calvin Hoying at second base, and the Redskins get an unearned run here in the bottom of the second. How about that, Bryant?
And this is where Cordonier really has to settle and try to get Lessing out of the plate to limit the damage here when you have another runner in scoring position.
Oh, an overhand curveball by Braylon Cordonier. Knees outside corner. Lessing looked it over, took it. He's down, a ball and two strikes. An unearned run by Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second has taken the Redskins to a 1-0 lead. Just outside, a fastball. Braylon Cordonier wanted that one. Unverfurth held the mitt on the outside edge. Didn't get the call. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at second for Fort Loramie, which is now up 1-0, bottom of the second. Runner going. Tapper to Quinter at third. He's in on the grass, has it. Throws to Counts, out at first base. But Fort Loramie grabs the lead. We've played two here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, top of the third inning here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 1, Rushi nothing. Raiders come batting against Maverick Grudich, starting Hurler for Fort Loramie. Here's the 0-1 pitch lifted to fairly deep left center field. Logan Eilerman is tracking back to his right, and he's got it for the out. Ball hit hard off the bat of Ross Fissinger, but I tell you what, Bryant, American flag blowing straight in from left center. It's going to be real difficult to gap the ball in that power alley today.
Yes, it is.
Fissinger out on a deep drive to left center. Jade Count steps in. Right-hand batting first baseman Junior looks at a breaking ball that snapped around the inside corner for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Rushi without a hit here in the bottom of the third, trailing 1-0 to Fort Loramie. Just low and away, 2-0. Grudich with a couple of close pitches. Neither one a strike.
Grudich is doing great on his pitch count so far. He's now just at 28. Got through the first two innings on 24.
There's a ball smashed to second on one hop. Nice play by Lessing. Boy, he bear hugged that ball right in his tummy. It was really drilled. Good swing by Counts at the plate. He tattooed it on one long skip to Lessing. Easy out at first. Play goes from 4-3. Counts retired. Top of the third, two down for Xavier Flippo. Open stance at the plate for Flippo. Then he brings that left foot toward home plate in the batter's box as the ball comes plateward, and he takes a strike just above the belt on the outside corner. Grudich is rolling, two down here in the top of the third, and Flippo asks for time. He was out on a ground ball to short to start this game off. Grudich fires, swinging a foul over our heads above the Fort Loramie dugout alongside first. Nothing and two on Flippo. Two down for Rushi here in the top of the third. Fort Loramie leads 1-0. There's a high bender by the pitcher Grudich. Ball simply didn't fall off the table enough to get the top edge of the strike zone. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. The pitch to Flippo, fouled out of play to the right again. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where the production standard is extremely high, and it's got to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. There's a high pitch to Flippo, 2-2 count. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Strike three called. Grudich delivers a speedy one on the outside corner above the belt. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie in the lead, 1-0, as we continue to tell you all about Francis Manufacturing, one of our new sponsors, established in 1946. Francis has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. We'll return in a moment. Fort Loramie 1, Rushi 0. Bottom of the third upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
As we open the bottom of the third inning, Fort Loramie is Dylan Sanders. It just flied out to short right field for one down. And then Maverick Rudich streaks a line drive to left along the line. And it is misplayed out there with the left fielder Fissinger for the Raiders. It gets beyond him into foul territory. And Rudich turns a long single into a double. That could be scored E7. Bryant, what do you think?
I am looking to see what they scored it on Game Changer. I'm curious to see what the official ruling there is going to be.
$64,000 question. Single and an error on the left fielder or a double for Grudich? He's at second for Fort Loramie. Second hit off Braylon Cordonier. Here's a bunt attempt at the plate by Levi Gebhardt, and he bunts through it for strike one. Redskins scored in the bottom of the second. Roger Hoying stepped plateward from third after a pickoff attempt to throw from the Rushi catcher to Jade Counts got away from the Raiders first baseman, and Roger Hoying dashed in from third. He had moved up after a Calvin Hoying single. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two here on Levi Gebhardt. Breaking ball freezes him. Oh, that was well done by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi. Big sweeping curve in and over for strike three called.
They rule Grudich has hit a double, no error.
Okay. Two out for Fort Loramie, runner at second, bottom of the third. Redskins lead it. Here's a tapper to third. Good play by Quinter, who charges, gets it off the top of the grass. Neat play by Hayden Quinter of Rushi, who flips on to first to retire Max Kottner of Fort Loramie on a play that goes from 5-3. We played three full innings here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, one of our fine sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Up the Rushi Raiders without a hit. Come batting here in the top of the fourth, trailing 1-0. Zane Shappy with 18 on his jersey leads it off. Hits one off the knuckles to short. Good charge by Sanders. Whips a strike to first. And Shappy is retired as Grudich got that fastball in on the wrists of the batter, Shappy. Play goes from Sanders at short to the first baseman, Calvin Hoing. One down, one out into the fourth. Rushi without a hit so far. Here's Braylon Cordonier. Looks at a fastball above the belt for a strike. Nothing and one. Shappy, who just rolled out to short, was safe on an error at short in the first. Cordonier then struck out. He looks at a ball low and outside here. 1-1 on Cordonier. Outfield deep and around to the right for the left-hand batting Braylon Cordonier, who leads the Raiders in extra base hits. Fouled out of play to the left. It's 1-2. Maverick Grudich continues to get up on the hitters. He is leading in the count, batter after batter. 1-2 pitch upcoming, one out for Rushi, which is down 1-0, top of the fourth. High fastball lifted to left. It's curling into foul ground. Redskins give it a chase, but unable to catch up with it is Max Kottner down in the Raiders bullpen, and the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Braylon Cordonier. Wind blowing in from left center. It's going to take a monumental poke to get one out of Fort Loramie here today. High and away fastball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Cordonier. One out for Rushi, top of the fourth inning. No one on base. Fort Loramie in the lead, 1-0. Grudich, the long stare in. There's a curveball ripped on a line between first and second. Lessing took a couple of quick strides to his left, had no chance as Cordonier powers a bullet single into right field, the first hit for the Raiders in this game. Hayden Quinter steps in. Quinter Cade in the first. He struck out. Runner at first, one out for Rushi. The 6-3 Cordonier. with a medium-length lead. Grudich stretching, pitching to Quinter. There's a curveball lifted in the air to medium depth center field. Now coming in a step or two is Logan Eilerman. It's an easy play for him, and Quinter is retired. Now Braden Monin. Two outs for Rushi, top of the fourth. Monin poked a long ball to left center to start the second inning for the Raiders. And hustling hard into the gap was Logan Eilerman to make a nice play on it. That came back in the second inning. Here's a low outside pitch at the plate, and Cordonier steals second. Good pitch to go on. Raiders
yes.
Rolled the dice just right. Pitch was low and away, and Cordonier now is in scoring position down at second. For Braden Monin is up in the count, a ball and no strikes. Feet well spread at the plate for Monin. Grudich looks back at second. Here's the pitch, lofted to short right. Darren Eilerman should make an easy play on this one. He coasts in toward the line, spears it with his left-hand glove hand, and it's an out. And Braylon Cordonier for Rushi is left at second base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is still Fort Loramie 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
And so many thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice, as you just heard. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components for these two teams today, pretty much the same. A good pitching, get the clutch two-out hit, and make the routine plays. Well, Rushi failed to do that back in the second, and the error enabled Fort Loramie to take the lead in this contest 1-0. Key building components for both Rushi and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. First hitter for Fort Loramie to start this inning, the bottom of the fourth, is a blooper along the right field line. It is well done on the play by Darren Eilerman, and he makes the wide turn at first, and there he goes into second, safe, as the ball landed on the ground about 7 or 8 feet fair, Bryant, and had that funny spin on it, landed on the grass, and
yes.
Then shot at a right angle into foul territory. Francis ran it down for Rushi, a double, a pop fly double off the bat of Darren Eilerman for the Redskins to start the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, he did a good job there after getting two strikes on him quickly.
Fine at bat by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. There's a ball bounced foul outside of first off the bat of Logan Eilerman, who clearly tried to steer that ball to the right side to move Darren up to third. No one out, one on at second for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth. Redskins lead 1-0. The pitch to Logan is a curveball on the ground. He missed it, did not foul the ball. It goes to the backstop, and Darren Eilerman darts to third. Redskins now have a runner at third with no one out in the bottom of the fourth. Another big scoring opportunity for Fort Loramie. No one away. Count nothing and two in Eilerman. Gardiner needs a strikeout. Here's a throw to Quinter at third. Darren Eilerman on at third for Fort Loramie. No one out. Two strikes on Logan Eilerman, who looks at a fastball up and away for ball one. 1-2 on him. Infield is up snug in the grass. Low scoring tilt. Rucci trying to cut down the runner at third at the plate, or at least hold him there on a ground ball on the inside of the diamond. Pitches low to the plate. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Logan Eilerman. Darren sits at third. No one down for the Redskins in the bottom of the fourth. Cordonier fires a high fastball, chopped to the right side. Nice play by Monin. Fields looks at third, checks the runner, flips on to Counts. One away. Goes from Braden Monin to Jude Counts. 4-3. And Darren Eilerman, no choice but to stay tight at third base. One away for the Redskins in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fort Loramie leads 1-0. Here's Roger Hoying at the plate. He's up in the box. Takes a Cordonier curve in and over for a strike. 0-1. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. As Cordonier throws, and it appeared to be a safety squeeze, perhaps, the pitch is taken for strike two. Darren Eilerman sprinted down the line. The Rucci infielders charged hard toward the plate. The ball was not struck. Count goes to 0-2. Darren Eilerman still at third. One down. Fastball wide off the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on this hitter, Roger Hoying, for Fort Loramie. One away, runner at third. A fly ball could score. Darren Eilerman fouled at the plate as Roger Hoying stays alive. Francis Schulze and Rucci, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze and Rucci. Thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rucci. Another foul ball off the bat of Roger Hoying of Fort Loramie.
He is battling here, especially again after picking up two quick strikes.
One ball, two strikes on Roger Hoying, runner at third for Fort Loramie. One down, infield in for Rucci, bottom of the fourth. There's a ball lined out into right center field. Yes, it's a clean hit. In fact, it rolls up the gap into deep right center. Roger Hoying turns first, doesn't hesitate, and he digs hard for second base as the ball was tracked down in deep center by Zane Chappie. He ran off to his left. That ball perfectly placed off the bat of Roger Hoying, and it's a double scoring Darren Eilerman, and Fort Loramie leads it by a count of 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. It was a slow starting spring, Bryant, for the Redskins at the plate, but this team the last couple weeks has really started to generate some production at home plate.
Yes, and they were able to at critical times in the Fort Loramie Invitational this last weekend, too. Came up with some big hits when needed.
One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Calvin Hoying. Again, runner in scoring position for Fort Loramie. Just a little bit wide, Braylon Cordonier a bit miffed at the plate umpire on that one. And here comes Cooper Unverfirth, the freshman catcher for Rucci, to the mound to have a word or two with Braylon. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Calvin Hoying. His brother Roger out at second. One out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. Redskins lead in this game 2-0. Two-oh count. First base open. Pitch to Calvin Hoying. High fastball. Popped foul directly behind home plate over the screen.
Of course, another thing that Fort Loramie has done well, Jack, besides hitting, is defense here recently in the last couple of weeks. Played clean. They didn't have an error in a 3-2 win over Indian Lake in the first game on Saturday. And they played a clean game in that championship win over Minster, too.
There's a high fastball, and it's 3-1. 3-1 and Calvin Hoying. One out. And Rushi's miscue in the second led directly to the Redskins' first run in this game. 3-1 pitch, high and away, ball four.
Fort Loramie did commit one error against Minster on Saturday. The Wildcats committed two in that one, though.
And here comes 9-year head coach Kevin Flippo for Rushi to the mound. Gives us a chance to tell you briefly about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle, which takes place during Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Only 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes, $100 a ticket. To purchase online, go to flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle during Liberty Days in July. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Fort Loramie, one out for the Redskins. Runners on the corners, first and third. Fort Loramie leading by a score of 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a quick break and then return for the completion of this inning. 2-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
And Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Before the break, I mistakenly said runners on the corners for the Redskins. Runners at first and second to run in. And Cordonier throws a high fastball, a good 7 feet off the ground, to Colin Lessing, who swings from the right side for the Redskins. Runner in scoring position at second. Two on, one out. Fort Loramie leads 2-0, bottom of the fourth. Cordonier's pitch is fouled over the screen behind the plate. 1-1 on Lessing, who has struck out in this game and bounced to Quinter at third. Two runs, four hits for the Fort Loramie Redskins. No runs, a hit for Rushi. Curveball, swing and a miss by Lessing. He was over the top of that one. Good downward bite on that breaking ball from Cordonier, who leads in the count now, a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Lessing. Outfield deep and left. Ball bounced to third. Quinter has it. Throws to second. No relay to first. As Monin covering at second, checks the runner at third. Runners at first and third now for the Redskins. Play made at second on the force. Play goes from 5-3, Quinter to Monin. Now we have runners on the corners for Fort Loramie with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redskins up 2-0 over the Raiders. Dylan Sanders from the right side. Feet pretty close together. Curve is low. Runner on first steals second as the throw from the catcher Unverfirth was cut off by Monin about 20 feet behind the mound. And sliding into second safely is Calvin Hoying for Fort Loramie. No, he was erased on the force. That was Colin Lessing who slid into second. Second and third for the Redskins. Two down, bottom of the fourth. High fastball to Sanders, and it's 2-0. Cordonier, who was ahead in the count in the first couple innings, has fallen behind in the count here in the third and fourth innings. Two balls, no strikes. Redskins, runners at second and third with two away. Foul to the screen. Off the bat of Sanders. 1-2 on the Fort Loramie shortstop. Redskins in front, 2-0. Rushi will have Felix Francis, Cooper Unverfirth, and Ross Fissinger in the fifth. Cordonier in the stretch. Throws plateward, low, and it goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1. The count on Sanders. First base is open. Runners at second and third. Two away. Cordonier fires. Sanders looks at a pitch. Yep, on the outside corner above the belt. It grazed the edge of the plate, and it's full, 3-2. Unverfirth checks with his pitcher, Cordonier, as Jeff Sanders from the third base coaching box for Fort Loramie talks with his hitter, Dylan Sanders. Don't forget, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. As Sanders walks to load them up, here's Maverick Rudich, the Fort Loramie pitcher, trying to benefit his own cause right here. He's thrown a fine game through four, allowed one hit. He's got a chance here with a base knock to bust it open. Fort Loramie leads 2-0. Curveball to Grudich. Just a little outside. Ball one. So stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857. There's a high fastball, and it's 2-0. Cordonier laboring a little bit on the mound for the Raiders.
Grudich is 1-for-1 at the plate today. He did have a double earlier in the game.
He was hit by a pitch in the first. Ball three upstairs, 3-0. Cordonier has lost touch with the strike zone. Nowhere to put Grudich. Bases full, 3-0. Two down for Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. Cordonier swings into action, and it's a strike belt high on the outside edge. Cordonier trying to come all the way back against Grudich. Here's the 3-1 pitch with the bases full. Strike two at the letters. Outside half of the plate, and it's full. Appeared to be a close strike from here. And Cordonier has gotten back to a full count at 3-2 on Grudich. Runners are going, and Grudich skies one in the middle of the diamond. It's Monin, the second baseman, in on the infield grass, and he snares it for the out. Rushi gets out of further trouble. Redskins score one in the fourth. We played four. We head to the fifth. Fort Loramie 2, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott,
Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The leadoff hitter for the Rushi Raiders in the top of the fifth inning is Felix Francis, who's even in the count at 1-1, and then he swings and he spanks a single on a line into left field on two hops out there to Kotner. Ball landed on the outfield grass well beyond the reach of Sanders at short for the Redskins, and the Rushi Raiders down 2-0 have something started here in the top of the fifth inning. Clean line drive hit to left by Francis. Second base knock of this game for Rushi, which trails 2-0 to Fort Loramie in the top of the fifth inning. Busy day today on the Rushi and Fort Loramie campuses. Softball game taking place, Rushi at Fort Loramie. Track and field, Anna and Fort Loramie going at it here at the Redskins complex. And at Rushi, it's Jackson Center and Rushi in track and field. Very good baseball game here today at Fort Loramie as the sun shines brightly.
Yes.
2-0 Redskins. Top of the fifth inning, nothing count on Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi as Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie throws twice over to first base. Francis is back. None out. Here's the pitch to Unverfirth. Curveball. Yes, sir. Big bender in and over for a strike. Good looking hook by Grudich. Infielder at third for Fort Loramie. Roger Hoying up in the grass. Middle infielder shading the second base bag. Outfield medium depth for Unverfirth, who trickles the curveball foul behind home plate, and he's down in the count, nothing and two. Good opportunity here, Bryant, for Rushi getting the first aboard in the fifth inning.
Absolutely. That single by Francis, just their second hit of the game. Unverfirth can get on base here some way. Raiders have a nice opportunity to get something going.
Ross Fissinger, who'd been warming up in the bullpen, is on deck for Rushi. Fastball fouled to the screen as Grudich tried to throw that one by Unverfirth, who stays alive, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, 0-2 in Unverfirth. Don't forget Barker Insurance. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance with a stellar reputation, one of the most valued agencies in the area. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Slow breaking ball to Unverfirth. He's out in front, and he hits a skyscraper to left. It's a routine play for Max Kotner, who camps under it and catches. One down for the Raiders here in the top of the fifth. Here's Ross Fissinger. He was out on a fly ball to center in the third. Unverfirth, who just skied to left, finished the second inning for Rushi with a ground ball to Sanders at short. One out, one on for the Raiders, who try to get something going in the top of the fifth inning, trailing by a 2-0 count to Fort Loramie. Grudich's curve is above the top edge of the zone, and it's a ball. Some moans and groans from the Redskins dugout, Bryant, but I like that call. At the front of the plate, the curveball was a little above the top part of the strike zone. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Fissinger. Good right-hand batter, feet spread apart. Swings and misses at a high, hard one. 1-1. Rushi needs another base runner to get the tying run aboard. Down 2-0, top of the fifth. Grudich trying to keep Felix Francis close at first. Fires over there. Francis back again. Grudich in his stretch motion. Long pause. Fires. Francis is going, and he's going to make it without a throw. In easily. Double clutch behind home plate by Will Hoing, the Fort Loramie catcher. And the count is 2-1, two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Fissinger. Runner at second for the Raiders. One out, top of the fifth. Fort Loramie leads 2-0. Even with the bag at third is Roger Hoing for the Redskins. Strong lead at second by Francis. Pitch to Fissinger. It gets away. It was wide outside off the tip of the mitt of the Fort Loramie catcher to the backstop, and now Francis strolls on to third. He's 90 feet away from making this a 2-1 ball game.
Just one out right now, but as you were getting ready to say about Fissinger, he's down here. I guess he's even now. Elby's up 2-1, isn't he? I forgot what the count was.
Scoreboard reads 3-1.
3-1, okay.
2-1 before that pitch. So it's 3-1 on Ross. And now the Fort Loramie infield shades upward. They're on the grass. It's a 2-0 lead for the Redskins. Top of the fifth inning. Francis on at third. One down. Grudich fires home. Swing and a miss. Fissinger cut at a low breaking ball. Whiffed on it, and it's full. 3-2. Superb 3-1 delivery from Grudich. And now the second baseman Lessing retreats for Fort Loramie, as does the shortstop Sanders. Here's the full count pitch to Fissinger. A big one. Runner at third, one out. Ball is lined to short. Sanders reaches, spears it, throws to third to try to double the runner, and it goes out of play. It appeared to short hop the fence. Wild throw by Sanders, and the run scores from third on the line drive out. Each team with an error contributing directly to a run in this game, and it's now 2-1.
Now that ball went out, hit into a fence or some poles right next to the dugout. It took them some work to be able to dislodge that ball out of there.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins have a conference on the mound. Two down for Rushi here in the top of the fifth inning. Raiders have cut the Fort Loramie lead to 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Up here is junior Jude Counts to the plate for the Rushi Raiders with two down in the top of the fifth. And quickly Grudich gets ahead. No balls and two strikes. Nothing and two on Counts. Jude had a wild cut at that pitch. Rushi has scored in the fifth. to cut the Fort Loramie lead to 2-1. Here's a pitch cut on and missed, but counts. Good breaking ball, low outside corner from the pitcher, Grudich. And swinging over the top of it was Jude Counts for the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie still leads. It's now 2-1. Redskins over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Ronson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Ronson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
The count is a ball and a strike on Levi Gebhardt for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth. Redskins lead 2-1. Each team scoring a run directly as a result of an error. Here's Gebhardt swinging, and he rips a hard line drive to second in the glove and out of Monin. He recovers in time to flip on to Counts to nip the batter runner for Fort Loramie at first base. That ball was scalded off the bat of Gebhardt. It was in the mitt of Monin, about a foot off the infield dirt at second. He reached to his left. The ball went in the glove and out. Good recovery. And the flip on to Counts nails the batter runner at first base. One away for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth. As the new hitter fouls out of play to the right, it's Kottner. A muff play at first base by Rushi in the second inning. An error led to a Fort Loramie run. A poor throw from shortstop in the last inning by Fort Loramie led to a Raiders run. Redskins benefiting from the Rushi miscue in the second. Error on Counts of the Raiders. And Rushi benefiting from the poor throw by Sanders at shortstop. In the top half of this inning, each team with an unearned tally in this game as the count goes to 3-1, three balls and a strike on Kottner of Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth with the Redskins leading 2-1, and there's a low outside curveball for ball four.
The one earned run we've seen today came in the last inning in the fourth after a pair of doubles. Darren Eilerman had the first, and with two outs, it was Roger Hoying who had the second to drive in Eilerman and put Fort Loramie up 2-0 at that point.
And here is Darren Eilerman at the plate, runner at first, one away. Fastball, letter, strike one called. 0-1 on Darren.
As you noted, going through that top of the fifth again, Jack, that was something Rushi needed.
Yep.
They'll hope to try to get some momentum and carry it forward here as we hit it in these last couple of innings.
Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate. Here's a pitch on the inside half, hammered to left, a line drive between third and short. A solid single for Darren Eilerman. Boy, he put the medal on that one as he corked one to left, moving runners to first and second, and we may have a pitching change here for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out, two on for Fort Loramie. We'll return in a moment. Redskins lead the Raiders in the bottom of the fifth, 2-1, a tight one here at Fort Loramie High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We are in the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie has two on, one out, leading 2-1. New pitcher for Rushi, Ross Fissinger. And usually when Ross goes to the mound from left field, the Raiders will send Braden Monin from second base to left, Braylon Cordonier from the mound to shortstop, Xavier Flippo from short over to second. That's the case. The first pitch by Fissinger is delivered to the plate to Logan Eilerman, and it plucks him on the shoulder. And now Fort Loramie's got the bases loaded after the hit batsman. One away in the bottom of the fifth, and the Redskins lead 2-1. That is the third time in this game, Bryant, that a Fort Loramie batter has been struck by a pitched ball.
Now, Cordonier did that twice. See that at times when somebody's just taking the mound for the first time, as Fissinger was there, his first pitch.
And the Rushi infield is up in the grass, trying to cut down the runner at third at the plate and get a force out there. They're loaded. Uh-oh, it's a wild pitch. And here comes the runner from third, sliding in easily to give the Redskins their third run. Another break. And I tell you what, Bryant, we've said it so often. This game of baseball is all about the details, the little things. They can add up quickly and mean so much. And Fort Loramie gets a run thanks to a wild pitch. It is a 3-1 lead for the Redskins with one down here in the bottom of the fifth. I'm assuming that scored a wild pitch.
Yes, it is. Was.
One ball, no strikes, one and nothing on Roger Hoing, who hits a hard ground ball to the left of Quinter at third, who was drawn in. Another run scores from third. The runner on second for the Redskins advances to third, and Fort Loramie leads it 4-1 with runners at first and third in the bottom of the fifth inning. Perfect day for Roger Hoing, a double, a single, a hit batsman. Here's Calvin Hoing at the plate. Fort Loramie with runners at first and third, one away in the fifth, leads it 4-1 and tries to break this game open. Here's Fissinger winding, throwing to Calvin Hoing. It's high. The throw down to second, cut off by the shortstop. or I should say Flippo, the second baseman, knifes in front of the second base bag, spears the throw from Unverfirth, no play at second, runner on third for the Redskins holds. Second and third now for Fort Loramie as the batter Calvin Owing pops it out of play to the right side over the press box. One ball, one strike, one out for the Redskins. An add-on run, Bryant, just 90 feet away at third. Redskins lead it by three now, having scored two in the fifth. Oh, turning on a Fissinger inside pitch is the batter, Calvin Hoing, and he pounds a line drive to left on one hop to Braden Monin. Throw to the plate, cut off, throw down to second as the batter runner tries to advance from first to second base, and he's nailed. And down on the play is an injured player for the Rushi Raiders. And it's an out at second as we have a stop in the action. Young man shaken up for the Redskins, or I should say for the Raiders, out of the second base bag as the second out was recorded. The throw toward the plate was cut off in front of home. And we've got a discussion, a heated one, out of the second base bag. Apparently, Rushi not appreciative of the contact at the second base bag on the slide. Here's the situation. It is 5-1 in favor of Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Redskins have just plated one more to lead it by four in the bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie still batting with now two away, and Bryant will return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a moment as the injured player for the Raiders is being helped to the dugout. Back in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com, launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We return to action here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Rushi by a score of 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was Xavier Flippo who was injured, perhaps suffered a slight open wound on that collision out at second base. There was a tag out. Run scored on the base hit to left for Fort Loramie. The throw from Unverfirth out in front of home plate to second cut down the batter runner for the Redskins, who was Calvin Hoing. Out recorded, run scored, two down, bottom of the fifth, three are in for Fort Loramie. Redskins lead it by a count of 5-1. Fissinger on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. And without Flippo at second base, Rushi doing some more maneuvering defensively. Has Braden Monin come back in to second from left field? We'll check that out, Bryant, momentarily.
Borchers is in, I believe.
There you go.
Yes.
Braden Monin's back at second, wearing 12. Vince Borchers is on the field and left. And here is the top of the order for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Colin Lessing with a runner at third and two down. There's a strike on the outside corner above the belt. Nothing and one on the hitter, Lessing. Man on 90 feet away from home for Fort Loramie. High fastball. Lessing whiffs. And it's nothing in two. Two out for Rushi.
Fort Loramie is in a great position here, Jack, after getting those two consecutive singles, both of which drove in a run.
Or I should have said two out for Fort Loramie. There's a ball blooped over third in the air. It's in the hole. Fielding out in short left field is Braylon Cordonier. He can do nothing with it. It is a Texas League single for the batter, Colin Lessing. He fisted that one over the third baseman, Quinter. And a very deep shortstop, Cordonier got to the ball in left field on one bounce. Run scores 6-1, Redskins.
Yeah, make that three straight singles, all of which have now driven in three straight runs. And the Redskins should be feeling very confident with the way Grudich has been throwing today on the mound. Rushi's just been able to accumulate two hits in their first five innings at the plate. They'll need a lot more here in the next two to get back in this one. Down five now.
Fissinger down in the count, 1-0. Throws one on the inside part of the plate. It's a jam job. Dylan Sanders pops it up to Counts at first, who comes down the line about 20 feet and catches for the out. We've played five complete. Fort Loramie has broken this open. Redskins 6, Raiders 1. We head to the sixth inning on scorersbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Vince Borchers, who entered the game for Xavier Flippo, who was injured in the previous inning for Rushi, is at the plate at the moment, down, no balls and two strikes, top of the sixth inning. Maverick Grudich rolling along, throws a curve, just slowing away. Didn't get the call from the plate ump. It's a ball and two strikes on Vince Borchers for the Raiders. He leads off the top of the sixth with Fort Loramie in front, 6-1. There's a pitch just off the plate outside. Catcher Will Hoing held the mitt for a split second. Now turns to chat with the plate umpire. He said, nope, it was just off the plate. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Grudich. Rushi needs a base runner to start the sixth. It's a high fastball, and it goes full, 3-2 on Borchers.
Grudich just at 66 pitches, Jack. He has done a tremendous job today.
He has. He's economized.
Yes, and this is one of the few at-bats where he's had a large pitch count develop.
Borchers might have just cut it ball four. It appeared to be a little high, a fastball fouling it out of play. Still 3-2 on Borchers. First batter for Rushi, top of the sixth. There's a ball chopped foul at the plate, breaking pitch from Grudich. as Borchers hangs tough.
Grudich so far has given up two hits. He struck out four, has not walked any. And again, as Jack noted a little while ago, Rushi's run today was unearned.
Fouled out of play again. Grudich continues to pitch to contact. He had a 16-strikeout performance earlier this year against Anna. He has been sharp with his control today. Ahead of the hitters on a regular basis, 3-2 pitch to Borchers. Another foul. This about a 9 or 10 pitch at bat. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2 on Borchers. Filling in for the shaken up Xavier Flippo for the Rushi Raiders. Here's the windup. Full count pitch by Grudich. Yes, sir. Fastball inside corner, waist high, and Borchers is caught looking. One down for Rushi in the top of the sixth. Fort Loramie, 5 outs away from victory here and gaining the lead in the Shelby County Athletic League. The two teams unbeaten in SCAL play coming into this game. A ball outside to Zane Chappie. A ball, no strikes on him. Chappie safe on an error at short and grounded out to short. Here's a ball smacked to third. Nice play to the glove side of Roger Hoing, who grabs it, fires on to first base for the out. Ball hit sharply by Chappie. Good play, though, by Hoing at third base for Fort Loramie. Two away for the Raiders in the top of the sixth inning. Here is Braylon Cordonier, who possesses one of Rushi's 2 hits in this game. Grudich fires up and away, a ball to Cordonier. Cordonier hit a rope to the outfield for a single. Back in the fourth inning, and he looks here at a pitch which is out of the zone for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Braylon Cordonier. Grudich swings into action. There's a strike. Letter high down the middle, 2-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie 6, Rushi 1. Redskins broke it open with 4 in the previous inning as Cordonier golfs at 1 down below the knees, and he comes up empty, and it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out for Rushi, top of the sixth. Grudich starts his motion, delivers. Cordonier looks at strike 3. What a pitch by Grudich. He painted the outside part of the plate. Boy, that was a dandy. Right on the edge. Well spotted by Grudich, who's been on his game hurling for Fort Loramie today. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Redskins lead the Raiders 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billings. Sun shining and shining brightly on the Fort Loramie Redskins now, who lead Rushi 6-1, bottom of the sixth inning. The catcher for Rushi, Cooper Unverfirth, is now on the mound. I may be mistaken, Bryant, but I think that's Braden Monin behind the plate.
Yes, it is.
It appeared to be 1-2 on the backside. Braden Monin catching, moving there from second. How about Braden Monin? He's been everywhere today, second base, left field, behind the plate.
Yes.
Here is the new pitcher, Unverfirth, behind in the count 1-0, throwing low to the Redskins hitter, Maverick Grudich. In the bottom of the sixth inning, he starts it off 2-0 count. I am hoping, Bryant, that maybe that's Xavier Flippo having returned to second base.
It is, yes.
That's a good sign.
Yes, he came back in the last inning I saw in the dugout.
Good.
Yep.
Here's the 3-0 pitch by Unverfirth. Strike call, knees, outside corner. It is 3-1.
He had went into the school, I believe, for the trainer, wherever it is. I don't know. Maybe they have something set up for a track today. But yeah, it looks like he's been attended to.
Strike two called. In there, belt high, outside corner, 3-2. 3-2 on the hitter for the Redskins, Grudich, who taps to third. Quinter charges, gobbles it up, fires across to counts for the out. One down for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Now, you didn't nail it, though, when that happened. I think he got cut, had an open wound on his hand.
That is what we believe to have happened. And he got it cleaned up, taped up, and he's back on the field at second base. Fort Loramie with one out in the bottom of the sixth, leading 6-1. Levi Gebhardt, who struck out twice and bounced to second, is at the plate. Grudich just tapped to third. Another ball chopped to third. Good play by Quinter. He charges, fires on to counts. Yes, sir, for the out. Two away. Quinter to counts twice in a row here in the sixth inning. And Grudich and Gebhardt are retired. And here's Max Kottner stepping in. And head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie down from the third base box questioning something about the play at first that just occurred. The throw from Quinter to counts brought counts down the line off the bag. And I don't think there was anything to be called, much to do about nothing. Two out for Fort Loramie, bottom of the sixth inning. And the Redskins lead 6-1. Here is Max Kottner at the plate. Kottner has lined to left, grounded out to third, and walked. Boy, the bottom of the order for Fort Loramie has done damage. Darren Eilerman a couple hits. Roger Hoying a couple of hits. Eight hits on the day, according to the scoreboard for the Redskins. 0-2 count on Max Kottner. Two out, bottom of the sixth. Unverfirth curve is low and in. A ball and two strikes.
Yeah. I hadn't noticed that either, Jack, but looking down that score sheet, six hits in the last four batters for Fort Loramie.
Right. And, boy, when you can produce like that at the bottom and set the table for the top or generate production all at the bottom of the order, that bodes well for your offense. Swing and a miss. Unverfirth Kays Kottner on a high pitch. Good inning by the catcher for Rushi, converted pitcher. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Cooper Unverfirth had his curveball working. He got two tap outs to third and then a strikeout of Kottner. We go to the seventh. It is Fort Loramie 6, Rushi 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
As we start the top of the seventh inning, Rushi's Hayden Quinter grounds out to third. Nice play by Roger Hoing. On to brother Calvin at first for the out. One away for the Raiders. Fort Loramie leads at 6-1. And here is Braden Monin stepping in. Down, no balls and two strikes. What a marvelous game, Bryant, thrown by Maverick Grudich of the Fort Loramie Redskins. He has been razor sharp from start to finish.
Yes. Through six and a third, now that he's got that first out, six strikeouts, he's just given up two hits.
Curveball is wide. He has been getting ahead of the hitters all afternoon long, in front on the count. First pitch strike, pitching to contact. Not many strikeouts, but he hasn't needed to get outs that way. Here's a swing and a miss, foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher. Monin down on strikes for Rushi as Grudich does ring up a strikeout. Two away for the Raiders here in the top of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie leads it 6-1. Here's Felix Francis stepping in for Rushi, which is down to its last out. Curveball just missed low and away. Boy, Grudich has really sparkled. Any question, Brian, about our star of the game?
No.
Grudich fires. Yes, sir. Strike knees outside corner, 1-1. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Felix Francis. Two down for Rushi, top of the seventh. Redskins lead at 6-1. Here's a breaking ball. Foul tipped at the plate, 1-2. Grudich has been mixing it up, and that foul tip at home plate may have gotten below the glove of catcher Will Hoing and hit him someplace he doesn't like real well.
That is very eloquently put, Jack.
A ball and two strikes here on the batter, Felix Francis. Rushi Raiders down to one out. Fort Loramie Redskins have taken advantage of every Rushi miscue in this game. Plus, Fort Loramie has gotten timely hitting when
yes.
It has counted most.
And a lot of it came in that big fifth inning, too. They're sitting at eight hits.
Here's a swing and a line drive, and it is hammered to left center field. It is up the gap, rolling 350 from home plate. It is a long two-out double by Francis here in the top of the seventh. And that is only hit number three in this game for Rushi. It's been a busy day for Athletic Director Mitch Westerheide here at Fort Loramie. He's been all over the grounds, softball, baseball, track and field, every sport imaginable here on the Fort Loramie campus on this beautiful evening. Two out for Rushi in the top of the seventh inning. Raiders trail 6-1. Big hook from Grudich, swinging over the top and missing, is Unverfurth, the Rushi catcher. No balls and a strike. Two out for the Raiders in the top of the seventh. Grudich stretches, looks back at second. Unverfurth takes it. Ooh, just outside. The plate umpire wanted to call it a strike, hesitated, looked it over, shook his head. Eventually, a ball and a strike, 1-1. Two out for the Raiders, top of the seventh. Fort Loramie leads it by five. Just missed outside off the edge of the plate, and it goes to 2-1. Fort Loramie fans wondering where those last two pitches might have been. Two balls, one strike, 2-1. Grudich looks back at second. There's a hard hit ball and one up. Right back to Grudich, who gloves it. Nice spear job on the mound by Grudich. Flips on to first, out, and the game is over. It's in the books. The Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Rushi Raiders by a final score of 6-1 here today at Fort Loramie. And the Redskins take the lead in the Shelby County Athletic League. We'll return in a couple of minutes to wrap it up from here at Fort Loramie on what has turned out to be a beautiful evening for high school baseball. The Redskins down the Raiders 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, where tonight the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated the Rushi Raiders by a final score of 6-1. Breaking the game open with four big runs in the fifth inning. Both Rushi and Fort Loramie have 8 games left on the schedule. These two clubs will tee it up against each other once again after the tournament draw. They'll play on Thursday, May 11th. By virtue of this win, Fort Loramie now leads the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie is 8-0, Rushi 8-1 in league play. Heading into action this evening, Jackson Center was 5-3, Ann and Botkins 2-5, Houston and Fairlawn a win each in the league. Rushi overall is now 13-2. Fort Loramie's overall record the same as Rushi's, now 13-2. Next game for the Rushi Raiders is on Thursday at Houston. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has a non-SCAL game on Thursday at Northwestern. And the Redskins play the St. Henry Redskins on Saturday morning at 11, and we plan to cover that game right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bryant, excellent baseball turned in by Fort Loramie here today, taking advantage of Rushi mistakes, timely hitting, and fantastic pitching from your star of the game, Maverick Grudich.
Yes, that is a very easy call. Fort Loramie had 6 runs, 8 hits. They did commit 2 errors. Rushi, though, 1 run on 3 hits. They committed 2 errors. It was Fort Loramie that was able to get the better of Braylon Cordonnier today. As you noted, some big-time hitting in the bottom of the lineup for Fort Loramie today. Darren Eilerman was 2-for-3. Roger Hoying was 2-for-2. He scored 2 runs and drove in 2 runs. And Calvin Hoying was 2-for-2 with 1 RBI and 1 walk. Grudich, Darren Eilerman, and Roger Hoying each had a double, so some powerful hitting today, too. And, of course, when you face a pitcher like Braylon Cordonnier, who's able to throw at that speed, that can help in sending some long shots to the outfield. Cordonnier pitched 4 1/3 innings for Rushi. He gave up 3 earned runs on 5 hits. He struck out 5 and walked 3 batters. Ross Fissinger pitched 2/3 of an inning. He gave up 2 earned runs on 3 hits. And Caleb Unverfirth pitched 1 hitless inning and struck out 1 batter in that inning when he came on in the 6th. As you said, Jack, what a great game for Maverick Grudich. He is the Clancy star of the game. It's an easy call today. A complete game. He gave up 3 hits, did not walk a single batter, and struck out 7 today.
Yeah, Fort Loramie with an all-around outstanding team effort in winning this game 6-1. And big opponent coming in here on Saturday, St. Henry. Very interesting matchup. St. Henry highly ranked in the state. Fort Loramie was 13th in Ohio this week in the latest poll last evening.
And that's going to go up now.
Right, and St. Henry was, what, number 8, I think, in the statewide poll. Those two teams on a collision course on Saturday morning in a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. If Fort Loramie were to win on Saturday, I think the Redskins would have to be the number 1 seed at the upcoming tournament draw.
Yeah, they've got a great resume. As we noted in the pregame, both of these squads likely to be the top 2 seeds with their resumes so far. Now Fort Loramie has the head-to-head victory. Rushi owns the win over St. Henry, though, so that could make things interesting if the Redskins, the St. Henry Redskins, that is, beat Fort Loramie on Saturday, and that would give Fort Loramie 1 more loss, assuming both teams would win all their other games. But still, a lot will happen before the draw. Regardless, though, having the head-to-head victory plays big in voters' minds from the coaches I've talked to over the years. So that's going to be a big thing Fort Loramie has. And it's a convincing win, too. It's 6-1 today.
Yeah. Each team has lost to Coldwater. Rushi nipped Marion local. Marion defeated Fort Loramie. As you said, Rushi does own a victory over St. Henry. Fort Loramie yet to play St. Henry, but head-to-head here tonight, clearly Fort Loramie a decisive win by a final count of 6-1. So many great thanks to our underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance for 1. Kudos to Barker, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. number one insurance agency in the region again, Barker Insurance. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LACAL, LaCal. A Scores founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. Could not have gotten off the ground without the help from LaCal. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. The industry's clear choice. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank, Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. I bet you didn't know Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors. What a spectacular game pitched by Maverick Rudich. He's our star for sure. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten the Raiders by a final score of 6-1. Our next broadcast is coming up on Saturday morning, and I've got to add to that, weather permitting, there is a chance of quite a bit of rain on Friday, lingering into Saturday. So weather permitting, we're on the air at 10:25 Saturday morning. First pitch, Fort Loramie versus St. Henry. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie ranked 13th in the state in the new poll this week. St. Henry in the top 10 and 8th. Tonight, Fort Loramie has defeated the number one ranked team, the Rushi Raiders, the defending state champs, who won it all in D4 last year. Winning the title in 2022. Convincing win by the Redskins. We mentioned off-air a moment ago, Bryant, at Fort Loramie, with an outstanding team performance, gets the victory. Rushi a little flat. I tell you what, the pitching of Grudich had a lot to do with how Rushi looked at the plate.
Yes, he was great, throwed hard, mixed up his pitches well, too, today. That's always crucial for a good pitching performance. It was just impressive all the way around, Jack. It really was. And we talked about the depth on these pitching staffs.
Yep, yep.
It's going to be real fun watching them down the road this year. Grudich is far from the only solid pitcher that Fort Loramie has. We were actually talking before the game about how impressed we were with Christian McGee. We saw him against Minster a couple of weeks ago. He had a solid outing in a victory this last Saturday against Indian Lake, too. He's becoming a nice Saturday pitcher for them. We may even get to see him this Saturday if they continue throwing him like that.
Gabe Hart has been an effective right-hander for the Redskins. Dylan Sanders, who plays shortstop and third base, has pitched in relief in spots at both Rushi and Fort Loramie. Go 4-5, quality pitchers deep, and that bodes well for both teams in terms of going deep into the tournament. If you get to the regional or the state Final Four, lucky enough to get that far, both of these teams have the pitching talent to deal with two games in 2 days or two games in 3 days, that's for sure.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, our online audience here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast of Fort Loramie Rushi Baseball. Thanks to our online listening audience, our next broadcast Saturday morning, 10:25, first pitch 11, Fort Loramie hosts St. Henry right here at Fort Loramie High School. For Bryant Billing alongside on Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Fort Loramie. The Redskins 6, the Raiders 1.
ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.